I'm glad I finally am able to learn a little bit more about the two people we have here with us. And I'm going to start. It's our Big Brother, Big Sister segment. And I'm going to ask our the younger of the two to introduce himself. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jalen Stanford. I'm 10 years old and in the fifth grade.
And where do you go to school?
Dilworth.
Do you play drums?
I play basketball.
Basketball? The reason I asked about drums is there's a lot of drummers at Dilworth, right? Kids who play drums. Do you play on a team?
Yes.
Excellent. And what else do you like to do for fun?
I like to have recess and play basketball at recess and play kickball.
And off the air, you were starting to mention that you really enjoy or you're learning to play the guitar, or you like playing the guitar.
Yep.
And singing, too.
Yep.
Anybody you would like to say hello to?
Hi, Mom and Jordan, and hi, Mom and Eric.
Excellent. Well, it's really good. Who are Jordan and Eric?
My sister's name is Jordan, and my brother's name is Eric.
I'm glad you said hello to them on the radio. Now, the person who's sitting right to your right, if you had to describe him in three words, what three words would you pick?
Funny, helpful, playful.
That's a pretty good description. And this is Jeff Whitmore, who is Jalen's big brother. Good morning.
That's right. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Jeff Whitmore. As Jalen mentioned, I'm Jalen's big brother. Live in East Liberty, same neighborhood as Jalen. And I moved to Pittsburgh about a year ago. So just hit my 1 year anniversary in this city and moved from Washington, D.C. before that.
How it isn't? Don't we have a great mass transit system? It's everything you were used to in Washington, right?
Right. Yeah. Not so much, but that's okay. I didn't have a car in Washington. Now I have a car, so Jalen and I can scoot around the city and go see the sights.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Just a change of pace. I was living kind of D.C., wanted a lower cost of living and somewhere that still had four seasons and close to family in the Midwest, but still accessible to the East Coast. So Pittsburgh seemed to make sense, and loving it here so far.
Great. What do you do for a living?
I work for a technology startup out of Carnegie Mellon University. It's an artificial intelligence company called Cognistics.
Excellent. Look, may I ask, without revealing any intellectual property,
sure.
What does the company do?
So my company specializes in machine learning applications. And so generally what that means is we look at vast amounts of data that a company has, put it through a series of modeling exercises or machine learning, and basically teach a model to give you a certain output. So whether that's a means to reduce your employee churn within an organization, to increasing efficiency in manufacturing. It's just a lot of data modeling to solve business problems.
Interesting. Now, Jalen, what do you guys like to do together?
Me and Jeff like to play video games, and we like to play basketball.
Go to the museum.
Go to a museum, go to a science center. Do stuff and play with the doggy.
Excellent. Who's got a dog?
Jeff.
And what's your dog's name, Jeff?
Della.
That's right, yes. Dog's name is Della. She's 4.5 months old now.
Della the dog.
Della the dog.
Do you have any pets at home?
No. So we're getting a dog.
That's awesome. Do you know when?
No.
But that's great. And it sounds like Della was the first dog you got to know.
Yep.
That's fantastic. So how long have you guys been matched? It's probably been a little less than a year, right?
It'll be, I think Danielle just mentioned.
One year.
Yeah, a year next month.
So, let me bring Danielle in the picture. She's here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hello, Danielle.
Hello.
And tell me a little bit about what you do.
So I'm an enrollment and math specialist. So what I do is I enroll the kids and the volunteers, and then I match them. And I'm also doing the math support. So Jalen and Jeff are one of my matches. that I stay in touch with.
And can you tell me a little bit about these two, how they sort of distinguish themselves as a matched pair?
I think it's really funny because Jalen is very funny on the phone, and he's very talkative and easy to talk to, and definitely tells me everything. So
yeah, I caught that too. You seem like a natural. You want a career in radio or on TV, or as a musician or as a talk show host. You're ready, I think, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think Jeff is a great match for him because they just interact with each other, bounce off each other's idea. They enjoy choosing together what to do. And it's always fun to talk to both of them and see what they're up to.
I can imagine. What got you interested in being a big brother?
Sure. So I moved to Pittsburgh just at the beginning of this year and kind of was looking to jump both feet into the community, you know, both on my, you know, personal level, professional level and all of that. And so was certainly very familiar with Big Brothers, Big Sisters leading up to, you know, getting involved with the organization. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of a fun way to get a little brother like Jalen here and, you know, have something to do to get out and see the city and, you know, see things that I might not see if, you know, if he and I weren't paired together.
So, Jalen, I have kind of a weird question for you, but you can answer it. What do you think, Jalen, or like, what do you think that Jeff has brought to your life? Like, what's different now than before he was around?
It's like, now that my brother is in, like, a different area, he's like, Jeff is like the brother I've had and never had at the same time. Because my brother, my real brother, is in a different school. And now that we don't see him often, I get to have Jeff to come around and, like, play with and do
it. How old is your real brother?
15.
So it's nice. You two were probably, there was a time when you were in the same school, right? But now he's probably on doing his own thing in middle school or maybe where does he go to school?
Kiske Prep.
Okay. Oh, so he's boarding in a way. So this is even more important when it's not just the case of not seeing him because he goes to a different school. He's way out in Kiske. So you have a brother and Jeff that you're able to see. That makes
sense. Just down the street.
Yeah. Do you guys live pretty close?
Yeah. We live, what'd you say, about 6 minutes away from each other?
5 to 6 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 6 minutes.
That's amazing. And how about for you? How has your life changed?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed it. Like I said, I think, you know, I worked a little bit I have not worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters before, but, you know, familiar with the organization and had done some kind of after school programs in my college days. So it's just been a kind of a fun way to get involved where it's for me, you know, Jalen and I go out and hang out and we go to the aviary, we go bowling, we play basketball. So it's just kind of in some ways like being a kid again and kind of a carefree way to just kind of get involved with folks in the community.
Would you recommend, Jalen, that other kids consider getting involved with Big Brothers?
Yes, because if they have another, like, sibling that's older than them and they don't see them, they can have a big brother or a big sister to go hang out with.
That's a great recommendation. So you mentioned off the air in a brief conversation that you like to sing. And you also are learning to play guitar. If you want to sing this morning, we can make those arrangements. Would you like to maybe do that?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, you can come back and do that sometime.
We'll do a little practice and we can come back.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I would like to, like, play basketball and do different sports.
You play basketball in college, right? Yeah.
You're very athletic, it sounds. Like, how are your foul shots?
They're, like, pretty good.
I don't know.
I miss almost half of them.
Yeah, you need to get over, like, 75, 80%. That's what you work
when
on,
I was
right?
Your age, I used to go to the basketball court and shoot foul shots by myself over and over. And do you ever do that? I would just
after school program.
I used to love doing those kinds of things. Well, Danielle, is there anything new at Big Brothers that we should talk about and let people know? I know there's always a need for bigs. There's always room for more littles, too.
Yes, we're looking for little girls. If any girls would like to join, we're definitely looking in the need of younger girls. And we're also looking for Big Brothers. We always have a need for that. We have a lot of young kids who are waiting for a Big Brother. We're hoping that the new year will bring new volunteers our way.
Excellent. And you can learn more at bbbsph.org. That's the simplest way to get a hold of folks at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. So, Jalen, have you ever gone to see where Jeff works?
No.
That would probably be pretty cool, I imagine. But have you talked a little bit about what Jeff does?
No.
Because it sounds like he's really involved in like what the future is going to be like. Do you ever think about what the future is going to be like?
Sometimes.
Like, any predictions for what you think will be like in 20 years or?
That me and Jeff will probably still be like big brothers and bigs and littles.
I think that prediction's probably really true. I have a couple presents for you. I have a pass to go to the Children's Museum, which is good through the end of September of this year. Here we go. That's for you. I also I have to dig into my drawer of things here.
All right.
I have some stickers and tattoos. I'll get those to you. Oh, you're very welcome. If you go, you can go to the museum whenever, but if you go today, there's a Rube Goldberg exhibit. Do you know about Rube Goldberg devices? They're ways to make things happen. Using very strange methods. I think you would really like
Check it out.
Seeing that. And there's
Can
a native.
Can we go to like Dizzy Port?
The Busy Port?
The Dizzy Port.
The Dizzy Part.
The Dizzy Part, yes.
The mirrors. Yeah. Sure, why not?
That's one of my favorite parts, too. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
Nope.
Well, we're good. Thanks for having us on.
Wait, one more thing.
Yes.
When Miss Danielle called my sister's phone, I answered the phone, and she thought it was my sister, but it was really me. And I told her all the things my sister and her big sister did. And at the end of the conversation, I said, "It's Jalen."
So you fooled her.
Yeah. He has a sister in the program as well, so...
So you pretended to be Jordan. Well, you probably never said you weren't Jordan. She just assumed you were Jordan?
No, I just answered the phone, and she was like, "Hi, Jordan."
You've got a great personality, Jalen. Anything else you wanted to say, Jeff?
No. Thank you for having us on.
It's a pleasure, and thank you. Anything else you wanted to pass along?
Thank you so much for having us today.
It's our pleasure. From Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, Danielle, who you just heard, along with Jeff and Jalen, the J team, matched from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.